God's really doing a great thing, and I'm really blessed and really thankful to God and the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to share. Also, thank you to my dad and my mum for being there for me and sharing those wonderful words from God, the right words that really, when you listen and be humble, like the things of God and things pertaining unto God is the true way to live. And, you know, people out there will think we're bonkers, but that's why there's a big distinction between the world and the spiritual things. And when we truly turn our hearts and we surrender everything to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say yes to Him, therefore we, you know, we put to death those things of the world. Because otherwise we will be pulled to and fro, we'd be confused, because the devil is the god of this world and he is there to blind the minds of those that don't believe. We have good and we have bad, and we have the truth and we have counterfeits. When we become sons and daughters of the living God, we can discern what is right and what is wrong. When we're truly walking with God and being led by that Holy Spirit and letting God flow through us as He is preordained to do so. But first of all, we need to die and we need to let those things that are no longer of a fruitful nature be gone from our life, because that's what Christ paid the price for. And we can do this easily when we say yes to Him. We don't need to worry about how we're going to do it, or I need to do this or that. We just trust God and we just surrender everything to Him. And it's just really simple, and this is what we do. We are here to love and to walk in that love of Christ and to really show people the true light of the gospel of Christ, which is power. And when we say yes to God, He is going to move in our lives. And it's really awesome, because it's no hard work on our behalf. We just have to say, yes, I surrender and I want to move. I want to be with you. Like when Paul persecuted the church, killed many saints, when he had the encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, everything changed. And it can be the same for us. Like when God needs us to portray His word and to portray that light to darkness, because people are lost. People really, you know, there's a way that seems right to a man, and the way that seems right to man leadeth to death, but the way that seems right to God, God's way, it leads to life. And, you know, even the very men that Jesus came to who proclaimed to know God, Jesus says, you don't even know Him. Because if you would have known Him, you would have known me. You would have, once you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And that just rings alarm, because we think we can be so right and on it with God. But it's not until you have that humble heart and until you surrender from the world and come unto God and unto His light and unto His direction, we really are going to be tossed to and fro. And no matter what circumstances arise, we are blessed. And when we're putting on the mind of Christ and we're seeking those things which are above, when these situations arises, it could, like bad situations, circumstances, illnesses, any of these things, we can overcome them because we're already in that place with Christ. We're already putting those things on in our mind. We're seeking those things which are heavenly, because we are now heavenly people. We live on the right hand side of Christ, so we need to seek those things which are above, not the things of the earth. They just produce death, but God has given us life through that wonderful Holy Spirit when we say yes. And we can just begin right away, no worries, no fears. And this is God's plan, and we just do everything with God and with our co-workers, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we encourage one another and we edify one another in love. So, like, God is for us. God is moving on our behalf. And I'm just so blessed, because I feel a lot wiser now with the wisdom of God. Like, God has really been showing me and he's directing me, and it's because I'm going straightly to him. And I encourage each and everyone, we go to God and we really make our requests be made known before that throne room of grace, which we have full access to, and that we can move with power and authority. Like, demonic spiritualism has to be in under our feet. Like, we have that power. Devil spirits have to flee. This is the great power that has been given to us. We can heal the sick. We can raise the dead. And it's just really, really awesome. So we get to hold this wonderful truth in love, and we get to bring heaven to earth. And it's the more we seek God, you know, we got to ask God, because we don't get anything unless God gives it to us. And we need to ask him, and he will surely do it, because he's faithful and he has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. But we just have to say yes to him. And when we say yes to him, then that's when God can really work in your life. Because the truth of the matter is, in the world, there's no one out there that really cares for you like you think they do. But God, who is Father God, who is all amazing, all present, like, he loves you. He knows every hair upon your head. And when you trust in him, he will truly direct you. He will truly bring you to the place of where you want to be within your life. And I'm really seeing this for my life and for my wife's life, that we are realizing that it's really not about us and what we want, but it's truly that surrendering unto God. And it's between you and God, that's where it starts. And when you then do it with God personally, you can help others, you can free others, you can, because it's not about you anymore, but it's about the things pertaining to God and the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. But how are people going to know that if we're not walking in that, if we're not getting into the relationship with God and our Lord Jesus Christ through that wonderful Holy Spirit, which has been given to us freely when we believe, that we can manifest and walk in that power from on high, just as Jesus Christ did. He was not tossed to the left nor to the right, but he was standing strong. He shall not be moved in the truth and what God had for our Lord and Saviour. And he has work for us to do, and he wants us to walk in these works. We just have to become humble. We just have to say yes, and we just have to proclaim what God says, no matter if it's the opposite in front of our eyes. We know when God said, let there be light, there will be light. And now this has been transferred back to us. When we say it shall be, because it would be in accordance to the will of God. Jesus Christ said, I don't do anything that I haven't seen my Father do. And I don't say anything that unless my Father tells me. I only speak the things that God tells me to speak. So everything Jesus done was in alignment and a full fellowship with the Father, with God the Father. And so when we put our heart and our mind into seeking those things which are above the heavenly realm, then we will also walk in this like manner, this same manner as the Lord Jesus Christ, where things will bow to the words that we speak, for they are no longer my words or Danny's words, but it's that heavenly words, that fresh manner of bread coming from God through the Lord, through me, and it's being proclaimed. And it's, that's how the word of the Lord of Jehovah runs swiftly, is by his work and by his spirit. And we are just vessels ready, being willing, humble, meek to move in this way, which is God's way. Not our way, it's God's way, and it's the Holy Spirit's way. We be led by the Holy Spirit, but we have to, might have to do a check on ourselves, and might have to ask God to prune a few things, you know, cut off the branches that don't bear fruit, so that your fruit can grow, God. Because once you prune a tree, it'll grow another three or four. But we want good branches that, you know, bring forth good fruit. And when we're in full fellowship, this is what happens. So God is doing the work, and we just say yes, and we come in alignment. We don't give in to the things of the world. Like, we have to surrender those things, and we have to say yes to God. And he moves, he does the work. And so we've been really blessed, really great. We had a wonderful fellowship Tuesday as well. By the grace of God, we had two people, so there was four of us. So like God's growing it rapidly. Yeah. Like this has been It's been easy to say that third week. And like God is sending, God is giving, and it's by Him, because now me and Amber are in a place God can bring the people for them to be delivered and to be set free and to be directed back to God, and then they start their fellowship straight away. Like they begin, because God will teach them and nourish them, because we're teaching them to go straight to God, and it's by His Spirit. And we need not to worry or have fear in our hearts for our future, because when you trust in the Lord, He's going to direct our path. Acknowledge Him and He will direct our path. So this is what was burning on my heart, and I encourage you to seek God. I encourage you to have trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. So bless your hearts, guys. I'm going to pass it on to my lovely wife now. Amber, love you all.